Welcome to Ghostwriters Anonymous, an inspirational and interactive podcast where we create worlds through words and writing. I'm Kelsey, and today I'd like to know, if you were a face in the mirror, what kind of face would you be? I would be a white-faced snarl. It's just me today. I am sharing a musing that I wrote two or three Christmases ago for Kelly P. This was sent to her in a Christmas card. I believe I had titled it The Enchanted Garden. I had talked about this on a previous episode, how I had revisited a compilation of short stories that I had checked out a lot when I was in elementary school. 30 Chilling Tales, Short and Shivery, retold by Robert D. Sansouci, illustrated by Catherine Koval. When I had revisited it earlier this year, I came across The Green Mist, a legend from Lincolnshire, England, and it was eerily similar to what I'm going to read to you. So I'm not sure if as a kid I had read that story and it had nested in me and I pulled it out in a different way, but I will say gardens have always fascinated me. I think that has a lot to do with A Secret Garden. I had never read the book. I don't even think I had read an abridged version, but I do remember consistently watching, it had to have been the 1993 film A Secret Garden. I'm not sure I could even retell the plot to you. I think I was just entranced about what was happening or the concept behind it. It's kind of a phenomenon how that happens. The Neverending Story would rent it all the time, but I could not retell what at all that movie was about. It was just different, and I think something about it captivated me as a child. So who knows what my inspiration for this story was? You know, it's nothing huge. It was just a short little ditty, but I thought I'd share it with you today since I had talked about it previously and had never actually read it. There lived a maiden as delicate and beautiful as any flower she grew. Men would call upon her for courtship, but her devotion was to her garden, and they were all turned away. One morning, a strapping lad strolled past her perimeter hedges and was overcome with the most sonorous humming that had ever caressed his ears. The hedges were too imposing to peer over, but he could make out the vague shape of a woman through the foliage. He lingered to listen, and when the humming drew to a close, he applauded for an encore that she did not grant or acknowledge. The lad was not one to be deterred. Every time he passed her house, his eyes roved in hopes of catching a beautiful glance of her features, but she was as elusive as a flower of spring. Emboldened by his desire for her, he called upon her home. A severe woman answered the door and was firm in telling him the lady of the house was not accepting any callers. Week upon week he returned, and week upon week he was dismissed. It wasn't until hints of autumn were in the air that he heard her again. This time he crept through the hedges as quietly as any skilled huntsman could achieve. She was kneeling at a bed of chrysanthemums with her back to him. The garden was glorious, and her voice melted into every secreted away nook and cranny it possessed. It felt like he had left one world and entered another. His soft footfalls led him until he was an arm's length from her. After her velvety hum ended and the echo of her last note no longer hung in the air, he spoke one word, "Maiden." She whirled around with a start and nearly fell into the chrysanthemum bed. He reached out to steady her, but she swatted him away and dashed toward the house with the speed and grace of a doe. The lad was love-struck. Heady florals permeated the air around him, and he was possessed to have a token of her being. He plucked a voluminous bloom of purple and white and breathed deeply its enticing scent. It would be his souvenir to remember her by until next they met. He strode purposefully to her home the very next day, and was appalled to learn the lady of the house had passed away the day before. He imparted his condolences with a heaviness in his heart, for what he did not know was the maiden's garden was an enchanted one, and in taking a flower he had plucked her soul with it. So that's the story, and if you do happen to read The Green Mist, you will find they have that same parallel of a woman tied to her garden to the point that if a flower is plucked, that she too will wilt. And I think a lot about this has to do with the magic that a garden holds, particularly for me, those perennial flowers that pop up. It's an anticipated event, you know they're coming every year, but some years they don't. I have had some perennial flowers this year that never came back. That could be a lot of reasons, but it's exciting when I see a stalk shoot up and a flower's getting ready to bloom, especially if you have a mix of colors. You are really excited to know which color is going to bloom first. I think that's where the idea of fairies living in gardens comes from. I'm not sure what it is to a space that a garden offers, but tranquility is undeniable. And I do feel that tranquility in my own yard. It's something that you can share comfortably in solitude or with somebody. That's, I believe, what I was trying to get across in this story. This woman is cultivating her garden. She's cultivating herself. She and her garden are connected, and she is savoring the solitude of it. And so when he's coming in uninvited, cutting through the hedges, it's very invasive. He takes something from her without being invited to do so. I wasn't really taking that thought very far. I was just moving the story along. But you could read into that as far as you want, I guess. I didn't plan on it being that dark. But I thought it was a good story for this time of year. We are moving into fall. It's in the air. She was planting her chrysanthemums. It very much has that feel to it. If there's something that you would like to write or have written, feel free to submit it to our email, gwritersanon@gmail.com. We'd be happy to read it and share it. Until then, we'll see you next week.